Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of February 21st, and a look ahead at your weekend. It's the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Cranford marked the centennial at this week's Township Committee meeting by reading and passing a resolution. Two women, Mary O'Connor and Kathleen Miller Prunty, currently serve on the Township Committee. Several Cranford businesses were recognized as customer favorites the past week. Track 5 appeared on a Yelp list of the 23 most popular eateries in 2019, while a list compiled by HulaFrog.com named Kilkenny House the most loved kid-friendly restaurant, Dryer Farms as the most loved farm, and Giggles as the most loved indoor play center kid gym. Mbele Greek Taverna was named one of New Jersey's top 25 Greek restaurants by NJ.com. On Friday at 6, the Cougar ice hockey squad plays Verona in the Kelly Cup final at the Cody Arena in West Orange. Saturday sees the wrestlers facing Westfield on the road. The boys' basketball team will face Elizabeth in the quarterfinals of the Union County Tournament in the county seat on Saturday. Friday is the chilliest day of the weekend with a high of 37. Our unseasonably warm winter returns to form Saturday with a high of 48, and on Sunday it reaches 51. All under sunny skies. Winter Restaurant Week begins Sunday and continues through February 28th at a variety of downtown Cranford eateries. To see menus and more, go to Downtown Cranford's Facebook page. On Monday at 2 and 7 in the Community Center, the Friends of the Cranford Public Library will feature a Swedish film with English subtitles. For more events and details, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Weigenblast.